John Brennan, President Obama's nominee to head the CIA, told a protest-disrupted Senate confirmation hearing today that the United States employs drone strikes only as a deterrent against imminent terrorist threats, not as punishment for previous attacks. The hearing was interrupted repeatedly, once before it began and several times before Brennan had completed his preliminary remarks. At one point, Senator Dianne Feinstein, the panel's chair, briefly ordered the proceedings halted and the room cleared so those re-entering could be screened to block members of Code Pink from coming back. The shouted protests centered on CIA drone strikes that have killed three American citizens and an unknown number of foreigners overseas. It was a topic very much on the minds of the committee members who eventually will vote on Brennan's confirmation. In the hours before the hearing began, President Barack Obama ordered that a classified paper outlining the legal rationale for striking at U.S. citizens abroad be made available for members of the House and Senate intelligence panels to read. Moments before the hearing got underway, we spoke with Christopher Anders, senior legislative counsel with the American Civil Liberties Union. Anders says the most important thing that we need to get from today's hearing is real clarity about the parameters of that targeted killing program.
It is amazing that 4 years into this killing program being run, people still don't have an understanding of what the rules are, and if there are rules, they're governing this program. It was amazing and I think shocking for most people on Monday night when NBC got a hold of a memo that described what is the administration's claim of legal authority to have the president order the killing of a United States citizen without any due process. Unfortunately, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more there. The White House has come up with what's called a playbook, which is their process and their rules for how the president and other people in the administration can order the killing and the use of drones around the world. But this is all being done in secret. We certainly understand and would agree with that there is certain information that has to remain classified. Certainly, no one wants information out there that would put anyone's life in danger. But what should never be classified are the actual rules themselves. People always have a right to know what the law is. People always have a right to know what it is that can get somebody killed, particularly when you're talking about United States citizens, which is what this memo that was discussed on Monday, leaked on Monday, was about. Certainly, every American has the right and the need to know what's in those memos.
Last night, the administration decided to release the actual document, the 50-page document that 16-page white paper described to members of the Intelligence Committee. Are we going to get any more detail out of that release to the Intelligence Committee? It's still classified, no matter if they can read it or not.
That's right. And fortunately, some of the senators, Senator Wyden has been a major leader on this issue, and he's made very clear that might be a good first step, but there's a lot more that needs to be done to be transparent, and the American people themselves have the right to know what the rules are and how this law is being applied or misapplied. One of the things about sending the legal memo to the Senate Intelligence Committee is certainly a good step. It's a positive thing and not a negative thing. This should have been done 2 years ago. There is a statute that requires the president to inform members of Congress anytime there's a covert operation. And part of informing would be to say what it is that is a legal authority for carrying out that operation. And they didn't do that 2 years ago. They didn't give this legal opinion to the Senate Intelligence Committee. They're only doing that now because John Brennan's nomination is teetering on the edge of falling apart. But that's not enough. Transparency doesn't mean that 14 senators get to look at it in a closed room with no aides and not being able to actually keep and hold a copy. Transparency means that the American public gets to actually see what it is that the president is claiming is his right and the administration's right to have the president and other informed high-level officials, in the words of the legal opinion, order the killing of a United States citizen without due process.
Given what we know about the program or the legal justification right now, that undefined high-level officials, that an imminent threat could be anything that is not at all imminent, and that there is no judicial review before or after an assassination is carried out, What's the difference between the targeted killing program and terrorism?
You know, any country has a right to defend themselves against a specific imminent threat of harm as a last resort. But all those terms, that whole standard has been dumbed down to the point of being meaningless in this statute as a way to justify the killing of United States citizens. I have an 11-year-old son. If I ask my son, what does imminent mean? He would say, it's going to happen very soon. But under this, they actually said that there's no requirement of any clear evidence that there's going to be an immediate attack. They have so dumbed down the definition that it's basically suspicion that someone has been involved in something that has been ongoing enough that there may be something that might happen in the future. And that's not what the law says, and that's never a reason to be killing somebody far from any battlefield.
You're on your way up to Capitol Hill now to sit down on these hearings. What do you expect to come out, or do you have any expectation at all?
Well, I think every media outlet in the country is having cameras and reporters there, which I think is a good thing because it's important for people to understand what power has been grabbed by this president and this administration for themselves. And it's a power that no other president has ever claimed. Even President George W. Bush, for all the extreme positions and illegal positions that his administration took, they never claimed this power to kill United States citizens and others far from any battlefield. And so it's very important that people have an understanding. It's even more important, though, that people actually call their senators and say, I am concerned about this. I don't want you to move forward on John Brennan's nomination and give him even more power as director of CIA until we all, as American people, have a better understanding of what's at stake. Nobody should be legislating in the dark. All the senators and their constituents have a right to know what the basic rules are, what's in these legal opinions, what's in this so-called playbook that could end up and has ended up with American citizens being killed based on the order of the president with no due process.
Christopher Andrews is Senior Legislative Counsel with the American Civil Liberties Union.